Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The only voice of your Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. You can catch him nearly every night behind us on Texans All Access. Him and John Harris. But Mark, it's a jersey release day. There's been a lot of hard work put into this. This has been a long process. Before we get into it, just your thoughts. I mean, you've been here from the beginning seeing the original jerseys and maybe a little different look, but not a complete change like they have done here. Your thoughts coming from the beginning to where they are now.
Honestly, this took a while, obviously. You're entering year 23. And I just felt like we'd stay in those jerseys for a long time, maybe tweak them, which they have, color rush and things like that. You mentioned the red helmet. But this is amazing. This is mind-blowing to see this unfold, to see the fans. I was doing real-time market research in the Texans team shop this morning. It's on my Instagram feed, at Texans Voice, and interviewing people, customers in the store. They were so pumped up to get this new merch. They were so excited about the colors. They loved the battle red. You guys were talking about the battle red. There were leaks. We all know about the leaks and everything, but nobody really saw the red, right? And the red is amazing. No one really saw the white either, other than the photo of Tank and Nico and the other leaked photo. So to see the stuff up close and personal in the store is incredible. And I know you have jerseys here in studio and people watching can see it and people listening. Get over to the Texans team shop or wherever you can get the gear, see the gear, because seeing it in person, I can say this as well. I was at the team photo shoot. Seeing the guys wear the jerseys is a whole other experience live right in front of you. We aired a bunch of interviews a few weeks ago. They were all done during that team shoot because they had a lot of waiting around. So, put a headset on.
Sure.
Let's talk to you. We weren't talking about the uniforms, though. We were just talking to them about the offseason, but they're literally wearing the uniforms right in front of us.
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room. So off the air, they're saying, man, these are fire. They love these uniforms, and it's going to be fun to watch them play in them.
Mark, you've been around the game of football in several different capacities for a long time, and I think this jersey thing, in terms of people changing jerseys and whether it's universities at the college level or it's pros, what percentage do you think, in your opinion, do they get it right? Not the Texans. Not talking about this because I think we can all agree they got this one right and some. But just it seems like because they were so right, it's like, yeah, it's a good job. But really, I mean, there's a lot of teams that screw this up, man.
It's funny because I was at the University of Miami before I was with the Texans, and they had numerous jersey changes. The dark green jersey, for instance, that the Canes sometimes wear, that was a real controversial thing at one point because people wanted to see them in the orange more often than not, or white, not that dark green. But you know what helps? Winning in them. When you win a national championship wearing those things or play a bunch of games along the way to a national championship, they're beautiful, right? So with the Texans, look, if you go 2-15 in these things, they might not be as attractive, but I think they're attractive off the hoof, right? Just seeing them, they're attractive. But It's all going to be about the team wearing them on the field. You know, everything we're discussing here and everything we've seen and all the cool videos, great. Let's see them on the field at NRG Stadium opening day. Well, Hall of Fame game will be opening day, really. And they'll be wearing, I would presume, the Liberty Whites, but we'll see. But that'll be super cool to see them on television. If you happen to be at the game, all that stuff is going to be the best, just seeing the players on the field.
Voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, joins us right here live on The Drive. I know we want to get to some offseason, the draft is coming up a little bit. I'm just curious. You said they're entering season 23. What do you think something brought about, like saying, hey, let's kind of change this. Let's make a kind of a new era. That's what it feels like right now. And it's odd, or not even odd, but maybe a coincidence that coming off of last year and now it really feels like the energy is to another level, and it just happens to be the timing of the change of the jersey. Was there something that went into the thought, if you know of, hey, we need a new look. We need a new update. Was it something more deeper than maybe just saying, hey, we just want new jerseys?
Oh, yeah, way deeper, because they were here this morning, the McNairs, right? The McNairs set the tone. And I think, you know, we had COVID and you had the O'Brien era and things are going along well. You're winning divisions, but then COVID hits and Bill O'Brien's gone. And I just think that the McNairs felt like we need to evolve. And they've used that word. And it was not only on the field. It was off the field. It was in all ways. And let's just get better. Let's get better than we were, as good as we were. I mean, look, this team won a bunch of division titles and got to the divisional round. A lot of teams would love to do that, right? But Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, they wanted more. And it's not just words. You know, they made it happen. They went through a lot of changes in the building, football-wise and otherwise, and you see the results. And, you know, Greg Grissom is president. Doug Vosick gets here. He's got this great imagination. He comes from the soccer world in sports where they get a new jersey every year, right? So for him, it's like, let's do something with these uniforms. And everybody was on board. And, you know, you heard the McNairs talk about it. Everything from the red swatch being the same as Ohio State to other elements that went into creating these jerseys. But to go along with what's happening on the field, because think about it, guys. This time, let's go prior to the hiring of D'Amico Ryans. Texans are coming off a 3-win season. And you know you have good draft capital, but you're thinking, what is going to happen here? And then you hire D'Amico. Here we are 14, 15 months later, and they're the darlings of the NFL. Now, we all know it's about what happens on the field, but it's such a cool spot to be in with the uniforms, with D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud, all the rest of the guys. This is fire.
Yeah, you don't want to put the cart before the horse. You don't want to get too excited. But, boy, as you're laying that out right there with the hiring of D'Amico Ryans, the uniforms were already in the works in terms of changing the uniforms. You go out and you win 10-plus games. You win the division. CJ and Will play lights out. D'Amico should have been coach of the year. And now it just seems like, I'm not going to say Super Bowl. I don't want to go there yet. But, boy, it sure seems like the stars are aligning, man, for a lot of good to happen around these parts.
You know what happens when you go with that S word. S words. SB. Yeah. But you're right. Look, good teams are going to get great expectations. But the good teams, the great teams, handle that so well.
Yep.
And they're not there yet. They've had one really good year with D'Amico Ryans. Now they have to have another really good year. How does that translate? I don't know. We all know how hard it is just to get to the divisional round. Because a lot of people, a lot of fans are telling me, now you got to get to the AFC Championship game and beyond. Yeah, you'd love to do that. But you know what I look at it as? It's not like you got to win that game. You got to win 10 games just to get to the postseason in all likelihood, right? At least 10. So it's all about week one, and no one wants to hear that, but let's enjoy it, man. This is fun to see these uniforms unveiled. We got the draft coming up. That's going to be cool. Then take the next step, go to the Hall of Fame game, see Andre get in. Awesome. And then, you know, we'll take it one step at a time because, you know, look at the Astros situation. It's great to win the championship, but it was fun getting there as well. And you have to enjoy the getting there. That's how I feel.
Sure.
In life and football.
Yeah. Mark, you spoke of the draft coming up and that. As of now, starts Friday for the Texans. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But Andre, Johnny, and I are live Thursday.
Yes.
With the first round.
And Cal even spoke about it, saying, hey, you never know what Nick's going to do. Nick may jump back in. You know, he spoke to that. One of the things I thought was, in the offseason, they've done such a good job of adding parts. Now, there are still some areas that Clint and I have talked about that they have to address, But I think they've done so much so that they've put themselves in that unusual situation where I think they can actually go in a lot of directions. They can go draft for best player available when you look at them having two first-round picks, a third and two fourths. They can go and draft for need. And I think they have the luxury to be able to draft for potential future if that is something they can go with. So I think they're really set up great for the draft coming up.
You know, future, I've heard you say that, Ron, and I thought that was pretty wise right there, because let's say they take a receiver with the second pick in the second
round. Clint, calm down.
That they have.
Easy, Vandy, damn it.
But we face the very real prospect that heading into free agency next year, you don't have Stephon Diggs and you don't have Nico Collins, right? That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have them both. I don't know. Let's just talk about hypotheticals here for a
Noah
moment.
Noah Brown, one-year deal.
Yep. You might need to draft somebody just to develop them, and then maybe you can only re-sign one of those guys. Look, I'd love to see Nico here forever. To me, he's a beloved Texan already, and I love guys who have been here during the tough times, and then they have some good times, and look at the season he had. So I adore Nico Collins as a person and a player. But I'm just talking in real football terms here. You don't have them until you have them. So they might need to do that. Maybe that's a little early, Clint, for a wide receiver, but who knows if there's somebody who drops that they absolutely love. Why not? Because they are in a position, like Nick said, where do they have to draft a certain position group? Not really. Yeah, you'd love to fortify defensive tackle, cornerback. I get that. Yeah. But if somebody drops that has that high value, and they drop for a different reason, there was a run on some other position group or whatever, go ahead, take the plunge. Do you guys think Nick's going to stay with those two second-round picks, or at least one of those is going to move somewhere up or down?
Oh, I think he's going to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's going to move. For the party's sake, I hope he doesn't move to Thursday.
I feel like he gets up higher in that second round.
Well, it's not like once the draft gets going on Thursday night, Nick moves back into the first round. Party! Let's go!
Everybody just open it up, run it down there.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, I've been bullish on defense in certain positions, but look, if a Randy Moss situation happens, it'd be hard to be disappointed in that. If it's one of those, where you just got a guy sitting there, you're just like, golly, you can't pass on this guy. Yeah. That's a little bit of a different animal, but that cornerback position scares me, man. The D tackle position doesn't worry me as much. I was more bullish on getting a guy in here that's an absolute game changer at that position versus some journeyman. It's the corner position and the linebacker position that just concerns me right now.
Depth at linebacker, and let me guess, with the corner position, I'm thinking they got a lot of options there. Something's got to work, and I think that's the hope, right? That something's got to work there with the kind of talent they do have, and it hasn't worked out in other places for the two guys.
I love the experimenting with former top 10 picks. I personally, a lot of people hate it. I love it. But, I mean, there's a reason why those guys are available in here. And so, and I'm not as worried about that because D'Amico schematically it's easier to cover a corner, especially one that has that kind of gifts that just isn't up to snuff in certain positions. It's easy to cover that guy up. It's tough to cover up a linebacker, like not having depth or a defensive tackle you had depth, but you don't have the game change at the top. That stuff's hard to cover up.
And what's going to help those corners? Pass rush.
Come on, man.
And it looks pretty good on paper right now. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
For you, Vandy, they've made a lot of moves in this offseason. For you, the biggest one, the one where you were like, oh, whew, this is a game changer.
I think Hunter is the biggest one for me. As big as Diggs is, as a name and the national attention you get, Hunter, you know, there we were at the end of day two of the negotiating period, legal tampering, and they dropped this bomb, and it was awesome because you knew you were losing Grenard. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh, you just picked up one of the very best in the game, and he's a local guy too. That was awesome to me, and that set the tone for everything else to follow. And then they add to it because you already had Autry. And I thought, all right, Autry can rush the passer from the outside, but then they keep adding to it. They get Barnett back, which I love. And I think a huge factor this season is, again, who they pick up in camp, who they pick up along the way during the season, guys we're not even talking about or thinking about, not even a glint in our eye that could end up helping this football team. You hope they don't need them the way they did last year, because last year, as good as it was, they were so banged up last year. I mean, they were limping into the finish almost, and they excelled through that, beating the Colts. I was really worried about that Colts game because I knew how banged up the guys were. You know, Will Anderson barely practicing. He's got a ski boot on his foot and, you know, the rest of the injury issues they had. But they obviously responded well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.